In the meantime, we've reached the final skit of the evening. But it seems the members of Kingston House and the members of Do Drop In are in some trouble. They don't have an appropriate name for this skit, so they call it simply, "We have no appropriate name for this skit," which seems rather appropriate. Of course, they had considered calling it "The Assassination and Persecution of Practically Everybody's Performed by the Inmates of Kingston House and Do Drop In Under the Direction of Herman Havlicek's Mother."
But nobody can pronounce it.
Yeah.
Neither could I.
So they leave it to you, the audience, to give it whatever name you want to give it. So here it is.
To the tune of original music.
And to a script of all original words, we have no appropriate title for this skit.
Welcome, theatergoers. Come with me now to the land beyond the muddy Reeves River, across the mighty Melbourne mountain range, land of the double-parked llama. Come to the land of Good King Wickle, home of the dome, where the Rogers guards roam, and the marks give everyone pain. But don't worry, you'll pass if you're in Marion's class, as long as you're not Gary Lane. And now we take you to the palace of the rulers of that land, the Greek nobles. Let the play begin. Also, the symbol of our power and might is missing!
No, not the symbol of our power and might! Not all that we live and die for! Not our sacred beating!
Who could have done this?
It must be those peasant tribes. They're causing trouble again.
You mean the chiefs?
Right. Bonnie Prince Napoleon Brancepart is leading his cheap peasants against us. Something about them being as good as we are.
We Greek nobles have ruled this land for hundreds of years. Surely Brancepart doesn't think he can conquer our great Queen Cecilia.
Almost serious he is. And now that he's stolen our beanie, we'll have to fight.
This is the last straw.
We must get our beanie back.
We can't take anymore. We've had enough.
Enough. This army goes too far. Enough. Enough. At first we could ignore them, but CHP, before we turned around and they were the CHP. It's too bad they want to act so tough. We've had enough, enough. Don't put them down for good. Enough, enough. We'll treat them like we should. We had our yearly follies, we let them in. Then they had the nerve to think we let them win. We bought the trophy and it goes to us. We've had enough, enough.
Venus.
Ahem.
Of Juno.
Ahem.
Carp, I think this guy wants to tell us something. Yes? What is it?
Sunday at the
in this nuthouse. Of course, we will help you. Liberty is the dissemination of amalgamation. Oh. It pours forth the vicissitudes of procrastination and sloth. And mainly, the times, they are a changing.
G. Cobb, that was beautiful.
Did you really think so? We'll send them homeward bound.
And the scene quickly changes to the castle of the regal Prince Napoleon Brancepart and his chief peasants. At the moment, Prince Napoleon Brancepart is deep in thought. Deep in thought!
Besieged! My castle is besieged! The evil Queen Cotillion has sent those two! Simon and Gimple Dimple? No. Simple Dimple and... Oh, you know who I mean! Their incessant twanging outside the castle gates is driving me mad!
But Prince Brancepart, I don't hear any incessant twanging outside the castle gates.
Of course not! It's the sounds of silence!
I'm still, taking speech eight.
You know something? You look an awful lot like a beach umbrella.
Gee, you really know how to hurt a guy.
Well, take it away and guard it well.
But Prince Brancepart, now we have to find someone to keep Simon and Carbuncle from taking the beanie back to the Greek.
Who can we get? Trio of the daring and do what?
You know what they dare to do!
Of course! The three musketeers!
We couldn't get into the baby.
Simon and Carbuncle.
The Greeks are coming!
Violence. Can't the beanie have a little peace and quiet around here? I must do something to make them stop fighting. Let's see. Witchcraft? No. Hypnosis? No. Psychoanalysis? No. A spell? Nah. I was never a good speller anyway. A potion? Yes, that's it. I'll have my spirit mix up a love potion and spray it all over them. Then they will all fall in love, and I'll have peace. Oh, spirit, mix me a love potion. What should the ingredients be? The tongue of an aardvark. One bowl of magnatory gumbo. One cross eye from a cyclops. And a little X-lax. That should soften them up a bit. Now, spirit, spray the love potion all over them, and let there be peace, my children. Let there be peace.
I might be able to like you. If I only had a chance to know you better.
I used to dream of someone who'd be like you. I wish I had a chance to know you better.
No!
Her forces have battered my men, and for them I must seek revenge!
Peace, my children.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.